But what I'm getting at here for the TLDR, for the people who don't understand 90% of this shit, it comes down to this. We're squeezing their nuts in a vise over bond spreads because they know full well that if that happens, you're going to blow up German pension funds. You're going to blow up this. You're going to blow up that. They're trying to promote the idea and manage everyone's perspective that Germany, for example, is still a safer market than the United States. Now, that's laughable on the face of it, given that the Germans are now paying almost $11 a gallon for diesel fuel. Again, that which ties right back into Iran, right? Because, you know, hey, and the thing I don't even understand at this point is, well, I do understand it. It's just they're vandals. They know that they're trapped. If this system that I just described can't continue, right? And slowly but surely, they're just being bled out with all of these spreads tightening against them. So what do they need? They need a war to blow out all the spreads, to make capital move. They need an excuse to default in Europe and then consolidate all the debt under the rubric of the ECB and the digital euro, stiff all the bondholders and move on. And hope that they blow up the American markets in the process. And then if they go for the default and cleaning of their balance sheet, they'll be the first ones to come out the other side with a quote unquote clean balance sheet. And then the money will flow back into, you know, their markets and they'll leave us a smoking ruin. That's their game plan, right? It's financial warfare.